Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 through 9a. The Reverend Doug Grebenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International, Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 through 9. Cry aloud, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the judgment of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why have we fasted, and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with a wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast, and a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Have mercy on me, O God. David does not begin with excuses, doesn't begin with explanations or reasons. He begins with a cry, the cry of a man whose sin has finally been dragged into the light. How very like Lent. Because Lent does not actually begin with your plans, or with your resolve. Lent truly begins when that word of God breaks through those defenses that you set up in your heart. You're forced to finally see what you try so desperately to hide. Psalm 51 is a prayer of someone who's been found out, not by the world, but by the Lord. And yet the Lord does not expose David to destroy him. He exposes him to save him. And that same exposing word is spoken by the prophet Isaiah. The Lord sends his prophet to a people who are very religious. Or in modern way, we might say spiritual, but not religious. People who fast, they bow their heads, they look so devout. And yet the Lord says, they seek me daily. Yet on the day of your fast, you oppress all your workers. It is as if he were to say, you know how to look holy. You know how to perform, to do the song and the dance, but you refuse to examine your own heart. And God's word presses on and presses us until it convicts us I know it convicts me. You know how to look put together. You know how to speak the right words. You know how to hide the anger, the pride, the resentment, the self-righteousness. You know how to fast in a way that you don't lose control. You know how to pray without ever giving yourself over to God. You know how to give in a way that is comfortable and safe. The word of the Lord shines its brilliant light. And suddenly those shadows where we've been hiding are not so dark anymore. He pulls back the curtain, the Lord does, and we see, as David did, against you, you only have I sinned. But then something remarkable happens. That very word that has exposed this darkness, that word now gives you lips, your lips, words that it can speak. The Holy Spirit puts this prayer of David on your lips. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. You're not asking God to help you fix yourself. You're asking him to do what only he can do. And he does. And then Isaiah says, then your light shall break forth like the dawn. Not the light of improved behavior, the light of better intentions, the light of Christ. Because in holy baptism, God has answered David's prayer for you, creating in you a clean heart, burying that old Adam and bringing forth the new man, and he has given you his Holy Spirit. The Spirit doesn't leave you alone. Instead, he conforms you, shapes you, renews you into the image of Christ, growing the new man, bringing forth his fruit in your life. The very things that Isaiah names, loosing the bonds of wickedness, sharing bread with the hungry, sheltering the wanderer, letting mercy have its way in your life. Not to earn God's favor, not to make some grand proof to the world, but the effect, the natural effect of God's mercy that he has poured into you, that pours overflowing in the good works that he has given. So then Isaiah's words now sound different. Loose the bonds of wickedness. Share your bread with the hungry. Bring the homeless poor into your house. Clothe the naked. Do not hide yourself from your neighbor. Not demands laid upon you that you could prove yourself, but the fruits of the Spirit that grow in the heart that God has made new. He's not asking you to perform or do a song and dance. He's describing what his mercy produces. He's showing you what that new man looks like as he rises each day, the Spirit shaping you, conforming you to the image of God's only begotten Son. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. It's the life of the Spirit working in you, quietly, consistently, daily, faithfully. The gospel that the Lord himself speaks, may it be on your ears then. When you call, I will answer. When you cry, I will say, here I am. God didn't wait for you to clean yourself up, get your act together, didn't demand that you make yourself worthy. He met you in your sin. He lifted you up, forgiving you for the sake of his Son, Christ Jesus, creating in you the clean heart, renewing that right spirit within you. And so we go forth then in that mercy, walking in the light, living each and every day in our baptismal grace. Not because we earned it, but because he delights to give it. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.